The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com. ChillOverRadio.net.
Hey guys, welcome to the Open Bottle Talk. I got my man Sean the Technician. What up?
Oh, hi.
We've got a reoccurring guest, and I'm very honored to have him here, Mr. Ron. What up, man?
Hanging in there. How you
wonderful.
Guys doing tonight?
Hey, wonderful. Yeah. I had so much fun with you last time. I was like, Sean,
yeah,
bring him back. I love his fat.
And he said, don't bring the condoms this time. I want a bareback.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with barebacking. Are you into that, Ron?
Well, I kind of brought my own condoms because I'm not allowed to do it without a condom.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm a top.
Yeah, you going to get on top? Oh. Yeah, it's cool. I like that.
You're right, Joe.
It's okay, guys, all homo. I'm not going to say no homo because then it would insinuate all homo.
Because that's fucking offensive. That's why.
Yeah. It is offensive to those that do butt stuff.
To bears.
Like, I love bears. You like bears? Winnie the Pooh?
Nah, like...
Winnie the Pooh's a girl.
I like Tigger. He had that long ass... No, I'm just...
Whoa, and we're not talking about the tail. No, guys, we're just all joshing you guys. So on today's show, our theme is going to be taking it easy. So these are all light beers on today's show.
That's all I do, yeah.
This is going to be nice. And unfortunately, Frank is not going to be in this episode. Frank is taking care of some, you know, household stuff. As you guys know, he's a family man first. So a big shout out to that. Oh, you found the first one.
I want to get that one out the way.
Okay. For those at home, he just pulled one of the cans out of the little ice box.
You just kind of made the decision.
We gotta get that one out of the way.
So on today's show, we're gonna be doing we got a Michelob Ultra Superior Light Beer. I've got a Zingu Gold Beer.
It's Zingu. What's that?
That's the name of the beer. It's called Zingu.
Or
I've actually heard in passing X. Like, let me get an X beer. Like, seriously, like either because there's a big X on
it's
it.
It's like
dude.
Ordering up your X at
yeah,
the bar.
But the beer's a Zingu. X in another language is a Z. You know what I'm saying? So, like, xylophone is...
Yeah, like in this language.
In this language, yeah. I can't say X-Zu. It's Zingu. Yeah. And then, of course, we've got Hop Valley Brewing Company's Lager. And then, we got a special beer coming from Puerto Rico called Medalla. Medalla Light. It's a Medalla Light.
Celebrating Ron's heritage.
But I'm pretty sure it's a medallion.
Medallion.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what that is because behind it is like a little coin. But so we're gonna keep that one on ice.
If it's Spanish, wouldn't that be medalla?
It might.
Two L's. It's an A-A.
Yeah, A L. You know, we'll get into it a little bit. This is gonna be fun.
You want to Google it?
We might have to Google that shit. And I heard that, Ron. That was beautiful. I heard that, buddy. Good on you, Pippin.
Most tone deaf person I know.
Absolutely. All right. So Ron, you want to do the Michelob first?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll get to the Michelob in just a moment. Let's keep these bad boys on ice. So let's go into around the room and let's keep doing the thing that we all do, which is find out how everybody's week was. Sean, we're on episode 73 now.
Yeah. Say it in Spanish.
No.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, so...
No.
It's the only
Do you remember what episode you started on with us?
I believe it was fucking... It's gotta be in, like, the 30s, 40s?
Damn, it's been a long time. 40. Almost a year with us. Yeah. It's almost a year.
It's gotta be over a year now. I remember being here last summer.
Yeah, you're right.
Who has the nerve to call me right there?
Well, why wasn't your phone on silent?
Are they picking you up in a professional? That's why.
Are they going to pick you up in a space coop?
Yeah, this guy might. He's in the movie industry.
Oh.
Yeah, the local movie industry, so.
Oh, okay.
It's still pretty dope.
All right, so everything's been good since I haven't seen you in a week?
Yeah, dude.
Anything interesting?
No, I'm trying to think. Nothing interesting, dude.
Nothing, just it's been chill?
Yeah, man. Trying to buy another car, trying to move out. That's
fair
it.
Enough. All right. Really? Mr. Ron, since I haven't seen you in a week, what was your first... Like when you finally had a chance to realize you were here and we were having a good time and all that good stuff. What were your thoughts when you finally had a chance to, like, you know, you got home and after. Relaxed? What were your thoughts?
I got
from
the pill.
You realized you were pregnant.
Yeah, you know,
I for sure went and got the pill. It's not abortion,
right?
I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself a lot, and I decided I wanted to come back and, you know, grace everybody with my presence just one more time.
That's fair why enough. You're touching yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
But you weren't recording properly.
He wasn't recording. Yeah,
he got scared.
Now let me ask you this: how have you been? How's your week been?
It's been cool, man. I'm just went to an interview today, trying to get a dispensary job on the side. Right.
Congratulations!
It's awesome. Dude.
Good luck, man.
I think they liked me, but after the interview, I asked them. I was like, "So when do I start?" I think that might have been a little cocky.
They were like, "Chill out."
Basically,
I think
but,
you always got to cross that line a little bit.
Just but a little. Out Monday, so I feel like I got the job. So once that happens, I will quit my job at that coffee shop. And it's funny you said Bertha, because we have a bin there that we could jump the coffee grinds in called Bertha.
That's funny.
So it was
that's cool. Pretty you cool. Don't know the what is it, a fridge freezer?
That's a fermentation freezer.
Fermentation freezer. See, I don't know what I'm talking about. It just looks like a giant
big cooler, actually.
Yeah,
it's
it looks like a giant
cooler.
Fridge, but like very industrial. And they
is.
Call
it's
it
something
Bertha
we
here,
had at like
so.
At one of those fast food chains.
Big shout out to Brew Rebellion for that.
Yeah. Brew Rebellion.
Brew Rebellion.
Way
yeah.
to go, fam.
So what we're going to do at this point is normally we go, which one do you want to do first and which one we're going to do last, but we're going to save the Puerto Rican beer for last, and we're going to do the Michelob Ultra first. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Check out this.
Never heard of OBS beers. Google that shit.
It smells like a Subway in here.
Wow.
I've got a $5 foot long like you wouldn't believe.
It's making
and
me
that's why
but
it smells like a Subway.
So, guys, so right now we're going to, on the tour of Taking It Easy, thanks to Ron, we're going to be doing the Michelob Ultra Superior Light Beer.
Ultra Superior.
So, here's what makes an ultra, well, light beers are technically less carbs, which means less sugar. Okay, that's why they're light in a sense. But when you go ultra, we talking super light carbs. So it's 2.6 carbs in this beer. It is 95 calories. And this little thing is a 12-ounce little tiny baby can.
Cool.
And the ABV, oh my God, you guys are going to get turnt. 4.2%. Jesus. And the cool part is, if you want more information on this, it is tapintoyourbeer.com. Comments and questions, call 1-800-342-5283.
There should be a segment where we call that shit.
That'd be dope.
And you know what?
Questions.
You know what? Maybe we did it once before. Ultra light. We called Dogfish one time, and we actually left a message that said how great the beer was. Yeah, it was a real cool thing. All right, so
yeah, that should be a thing.
It says enjoy responsibly. Don't throw at anyone who loves craft beer. All right, so here we go. I'm gonna.
I said don't throw it at him. I feel like we need to just throw it.
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said let's get it over first. Like, what are we doing?
There we
Half
go.
That. Stop. No, stop right there, motherfucking this.
It's all even, bro.
It doesn't.
You got to pass it around, player. It's we gotta. Everybody's like. Everybody's got to get it.
Like wine or champagne or something.
So it's.
Look at that. Look at that.
All right, guys.
Looks like wine, man.
It looks like wine
or champagne or something. Right?
I don't know. It's horrible. All right, it's a mainstream beer. We're not even giving it a chance.
You're a little biased when it comes to mainstream beer.
So the problem,
you're like a punk.
No. So things with mainstream beers is it has to be a certain flavor with it. The flavor doesn't really have to be robust or over the top or full of flavor. It just has to be refreshing, which is watery, couple of sweet and savory notes, and that's it.
Right.
But once you drink one, you drink another and another, they all kind of run the same.
Yeah.
And you're just like, come on. And sometimes it's just also really not good.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're beer reviewers, so we got to do it and give it its due. So cheers to the smell.
I'll give it its Mountain Dew.
When you say beer reviewers, you could flip that into a channel this called smells, Beer Reviewers.
It just smells to beer. Well, you go first, Sean. What do you got?
It smells like... This smells like fucking beer. Like, this is what I smelled as a kid when I would smell it on adults.
Valid.
And I'd be like, what is that smell? And my mom's like, oh, they smell like beer. And I'm like, oh, that's what beer is. That's what this smells like.
It just smells like a beer, right?
It smells like this guy named Ronnie, which is the same name as my mom, funnily enough.
Funny. Right.
And he was always at the lake drunk, and this smells like Ronnie.
Okay, so big shout out to Ron Smell. How about you over there, Mr. Ron? Not the Ron that he's talking about, but Ron.
Or my mother.
But right, or your mother. But abandonment, you know, like, no, but yeah, like he said, it smelled like my dad.
Okay, so what
smells
we
like alcohol,
so it smells yeah. like a familiar smell growing up.
It smells like
old person's
this
beer.
Smells like the first beer I ever took from my dad off his nightstand.
This
was the first beer I ever drank, and I'm pretty sure it was that because he was a bitch. No, I'm just joking.
Damn.
Love you, Pops.
One more thing.
What you got for
it
me?
It smells like white grapes.
A little bit of grapeish?
White, like that white grape juice.
Okay, the Welch's white grapes a little bit?
Are we allowed to say name brand stuff like that?
You can say whatever you need to.
I mean,
boy,
yeah.
Shout out
Don't
to
Don't do
me.
Any promotions.
Yeah, no promotions. Shit. All right, so for me, guys, it does smell just very mainstream. It's just watery. It smells malty, so like caramel, toffee.
Yeah, a little bit
of fizz carbonation coming through. Of course. And it also, it is exceptionally watery. Almost like a sweet tea a little bit.
I can see my fingerprint through it.
Super, super sweet smelling.
Yeah, it's, all right, well, let's get it over with, gentlemen. Cheers to the taste.
Oh, that's water.
What is that? That's
that
like
is water.
That's just tinted
tastes like
water.
Apple juice.
It tastes like carbonated water that isn't carbonated no more.
It tastes like Perrier that went flat.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Valid.
So, Perrier that went flat. Okay, so right there, we all agree it's super watery.
It's a beer-flavored LaCroix.
I like the way you're
doing it. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
It's a beer. Roll that tongue again.
It is a beer-flavored LaCroix. Or if you guys don't know what LaCroix is, this is a beer-flavored seltzered water.
Yeah, there you go.
Zero-calorie seltzer water with hints of beer.
On a diet? Drink Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, this I've seen people. I know a few people who actually smash this.
That's
they really smash this. And
see, that's like saying somebody drinks milk with ice. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, it would be the same. It would be the same thing. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
People enjoy it. Some people actually watch their figure.
It's so light. I think it is what it isn't.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
It's
everything that it is.
I mean, the can's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's
very
sleek.
Fancy.
It's slick. It says it's full of something, but it ain't flavor.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is a crush. It's like, I'm going to get turned up on this, kind of.
Yeah. Well, the reason that it's like that is because this is for people who are watching their weight, and it's also fancy. So this is for bulimic famous people.
What?
This is for bulimic famous people.
Okay.
And the reason, and that, so then they're saving money and they're like, oh, we only
and they're only puking up water.
Alcohol. Yeah, yeah. All this shit because bulimics are going to get drunk on everything because, right. Yeah. And they're watching their weight.
Right. All I can pick up is just how, like, malty it is. So the sweet, and that's it. I think that's the sugar part that pulls you back in. It's like, it's sugary, not.
It reminds bulimics of the food that they have to eat.
Okay, so Michelob Ultra are reminders of the food you could be eating.
Or
so,
you do eat and then have to puke.
Oh, this helps it get out. It's a good lubricant?
I feel like this beer would be very good to get drunk.
Okay. So, guys, all jokes aside, this, if you guys were really paying attention to anything that we're saying.
I'm sorry.
It is. No. It's, you guys are actually speaking very valid volumes of.
We have all the validity in this conversation.
You do, actually. But think about what you guys are saying.
How do you spell
right?
That?
Hold on, Ron. I'm going to explain how you guys are actually right. Think about what you guys said. First off, it has a classic smell of like some male figure in your life back in the day.
Right.
And back then, there weren't really a lot of craft beers out there.
Right.
So, you know, Budweiser, Newton, Heineken. PBR, Heineken, these are very familiar smells. So there's nothing special about this except for the memories of old day. So there's that. Then you guys are like, yo, it's too watery. It tastes like this. And like, and what you said, Ron, was this tastes like something I stole off. This was the shit I stole off my dad's counter. So again, it's still a nostalgic flavor, which means where you're at in the flavor department for Michelob is that it's too mainstream, and this is why we fuck with craft. So we can say thank you to something like this because you wouldn't drink this in passing again, would you, Sean?
No.
How about you?
See, you know what? I would though because I would literally have a 6-pack in my fridge like just for when I want to feel loved. Like I would just drink
because it reminds you of your dad.
Yes. Like where is he? No. I'm just
oh my god.
Dad, if you're listening.
Hey, guys, hit us up on obsbeers.com/contact OBS. You know where Ron Madon's dad is at. The operators are standing by. All right, so let's go ahead and grade this. Now, the only thing I would suggest in the grading is let's not going in a negative way with it, but I'd like to know something positive about it. I know we pretty much shit it all over.
Oh, I was only going to say positive.
No, I'm just saying, like, if there's something you can find, give it whatever score you're going to give it, because for me, I'm going to give it a 2. The reason why I'm giving it a 2 is like for real. Quit watching your figure. You're drinking a beer. This was made for conscious people.
For bulimic. Movie
well, for
stars.
Doing this, like, movie like, stars. Like, think about it. It's a beer. If you're trying to watch your weight and you're trying to watch your figure, drink less.
Yeah.
Have one and call it a night. Or
but
sip
that's
it slow.
No fun. I want to hang out all night at
then
the party.
Don't
with the
you
friends.
Better you better pick up a vodka and fucking some LaCroix and have a vodka lemon twist.
There you go.
But this, all right. But this is. I mean, 95 calories, so many carbs. You have to watch it. And I actually know someone who actually drinks this shit because he's only allowed to have so many carbs a day because, you know, and he's lost a lot of weight thanks to his wife, but he'll, instead of drinking the 3 that he's allowed, he'll actually crush an 18-pack. So there's really no point in the programming. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He'll crush 18 of them in one night going, oh, I watched my calories. No, you didn't, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, but I feel like at the end, okay, it might equal out those 18 to that 1 or those 3. Like, if it's a craft beer and it has, like, hella calories in it, he might be winning at the end of the day by, like,
it's
2 calories.
It's still a beer.
It's like an excuse.
This was an excuse to capitalize on someone's pain.
Yeah.
And I'm still giving it a 2
just
because
like
it's out
Coke.
There. Yeah, people know it. I'm glad we did it.
Alright, well...
I get you. I'll give it a 2.7.
Okay.
Because I would give it a 3, but it's just a little, like, there's nothing really there. And it just kind of exists for me. It's just like, I from an unbiased point of view, I don't care if it's mainstream or not, because, you know, I'm not I'm not forefront in like, my taste buds with the beer flavors and stuff like that. So I think it's just, it exists.
Fair enough. I'll take the existence of a 2.7.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I don't want to hear nothing about your goddamn dad anymore.
Okay,
I want to know about you and this beer.
Okay, so this
beer. I
want to
hear about your dad.
Look, okay, I'm going to give it a 2.5 because, yeah, like he said, it just existed, man. And it's really watery. Like
it's supposed to be.
I get that, but that's not an excuse, okay? It's like saying, I only ate one piece of the pie, and now the whole pie is bad. I should have ate it all. There was no excuse.
Right.
That was a real twisted analogy, but I'll let you have that.
Give him a point.
Okay. So, I'll give it a 2.5 because it's just there. But on the smell factor, I have to give it a higher rating because...
We don't do smell ratings. You do overall. But I'll let you have it.
You have to let that affect your overall rating then.
Yeah, well, okay. So now you got to change it again.
Okay,
so,
well then overall, I'm going to give it a 3.2 overall because it reminds me of my dad.
Didn't I fucking tell you I don't want to hear about him? No, fair enough. So, guys, if you've ever drunk this, you understand. If you're still drinking it, we're not dissing you. Look, no, as long as you're having a beer, it's a cool thing. Or and I understand, but I think it's shameful that they would play on someone's pain of trying to lose weight. Yeah. I know plenty of people who smash on high ABV Imperial Stouts, and they're fucking in the gym, and they're like, I just do that on the weekend.
Yeah. It's
called discipline, fuckers. We'll be right back.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, guys, we're back. And we've got some good news. I've got some fucking phenomenal news.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Somebody called, and they said they have not found your father. So they love your sadness.
Wow.
Your sadness is what's making the show right now.
That's great.
Big shout out to everyone watching on Twitch, because they love your
sadness.
It's
funny that I have daddy issues?
Yeah, it is extremely...
It's pretty hilarious. I laugh at it and cry in the shower every night. But what about this next beer?
Oh, yes. Ooh, nice segue. Ooh. I want to give a huge shout out to a good friend of mine. She goes by the name of Nikki. She is a veteran now. She was in the Marines, and this was something that they drank while they were in Africa and a couple places around the world that she got deployed to, and this was her go-to beer. And so now she's completely addicted to this beer. When she finally came back to Vegas, she actually went to the Asian market, finally found it, and she buys it by the cases.
Wow.
So this one, and there's another one, but she really likes the red label version of this, and there's a green label one, and we did record that one. But I was like, girl, give me that. She goes, you gotta try this. I'm like, I said, could you get this everywhere around the world? She's like, yeah. I said, mainstream. So I said, no. So I decided I'll take it just to record it on the show. So we're gonna be talking about is Zingu Gold Beer. This is a product out of Brazil.
Whoa.
It's a product out of Brazil. Yeah. This is 4.7% alcohol by volume. And if you want more information, you're gonna have to Google that shit. It is spelled XINGU. All right. Well, doesn't really say anything else about this, but it says it's a product. It's actually brewed by Brazil in St. John, product of Canada, imported by Total Beverage Solution, South Carolina. And that's just for the American, but it's a product of Brazil and a product of Canada. So it's probably a recipe. It's probably made in both places, and they're just giving credit. I don't really know much else about this. So this was your pick, Ron, so I appreciate that. So if I'm wrong with any information, guys, please hit us up, and you know, you're more than welcome to correct us. I'm just going by what's on the label. All right, here we go. I hope this is a lot better than our predecessor
on
the show.
It didn't look too much better, but we'll give it a shot.
No, it's all beautiful.
Well, this one's more caramel colored.
You got more caramel colored? Okay.
Let me
go ahead and show everyone on Twitch, and that would be OBS Beers 2014. So here's the bottle for everyone to see, and then I'm going to show the item to everyone on the camera. Beautiful. All right, so let's get down to it. Cheers to the smell, gentlemen. We'll start off with you, Ron. What do you have on the smell?
Honestly, it gave me like a Moscato smell. Like, I smell like, so like, I would go like grapey and... I don't know, like really fruity overall. Like,
what kind of fruits are we pulling out?
Oh, bro, that's like asking me what color do I see. Like,
that's funny because he's colorblind, guys.
True story. What color is your line to your microphone?
Well, he said it was purple.
But it's not. It's purple.
What a fuck.
He panicked, too. He looked at it. He's like, what do you mean it's not purple?
Like, I could see the color. I couldn't, though.
Is that the blue one, bro? Stop playing. Is that the blue one?
So something, anything, any fruit at all? Or is it
grapes?
You got some grape? Okay.
And I'm going to give it a little bit of honeydew.
All right. Okay. I like where you're going with that. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so we got a melon. The melons. Got a melon smell. All right. What about you, Sean?
Very perfumic. Every time.
You got it? It's perfumic.
Every time. Every time I try to say that word. And also vanilla.
You got a little, so it's perfumic, vanilla. It's
like vanilla on the end, hiding in the back, ready to come out and punch you in the urethra. All right.
I like where you guys were going with that. For me, guys, I'm going to take a little bit of each of these guys' explanations on the aromatic. I will go with the melon, so it's either honeydew or cantaloupe fragrance. It's definitely malty, so sugary, toffee, caramel around that part. A little bready and yeasty, and then also it has some nice... cereal. Well, I like what you had said. You were saying perfumic, melons. So it's got some sort of plantish botanical flower going on, petals.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. Overall, how do you guys like the way it smells? Does that smells like something you would drink?
It smells really good, like especially when you first smell it. Like it's like a really pleasing smell.
Okay,
that's
so
why I say like perfumic because like the vanilla and all that smells like lotion or something.
Okay, like, you know, so you like it?
Yeah. I love
how about
it.
You?
Put it in an incense.
Nice.
Okay, so you would like, okay, so if make it real, so the aromatics are really nice. Guys, I can agree with these gentlemen here. It does smell very pleasing, not offensive or bullshit. It really doesn't smell like bullshit. Like, oh, that's you just made a beer, dude. Like, nah.
This yeah, that was really a strange way to do it. Bullshit.
Yeah, you're not bullshitting us like the last beer we did on the show. So yeah,
like,
so.
Wow, it doesn't smell like bullshit.
Smell like bullshit. Like,
oh, that's weird.
All right, guys, let's get it to the taste.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is not bad. I could drink this as a daily six. Yeah, this is not too bad. I could do this if this was at a bar.
That bready, weedy shit.
Yeah, it's bready. It's very thick, very
honestly,
bready.
Though, it's like...
What are you doing? You gotta have a little more. What are you doing? No, bring it back. You can't be... Okay, no, first I'm off, saying... Buttercup. Mm-mm, bring a cup back.
I took a sip first. No, I did.
But you gotta let it mull and work. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman did the first sip and then just knocked it back. Like... We have conversation. I gotta give you just a smidge. Just a little smidge. We need it for aesthetics, baby.
And that's a...
I got
this
you.
This kid. What is that? A half a bottle? God.
Okay, so you gotta savor, my man.
That's
you gotta savor.
Funny.
So whoever wants to go first on the taste, what do we got?
It's really fucking just kind of like, you know, it's real bready, but that's, I don't know, the only thing that really stands out to me.
Kind of tastes like rye. Spicy a little bit.
Rye?
I'm not even getting that,
to
man.
Me, I'm getting like a
it
spicy
tastes like the little
rye.
Fucking, the little pieces of fucking Jesus they put on your tongue at church.
A wafer.
Yeah,
little one
that's
bready.
What the fuck.
Little
pieces of Jesus. I need to go get me some soul now.
Right, give me some
I got a
Jesus,
Jamaican.
Jesus cracker.
You know, they give you a little Jesus and they make you drink a little bit of Jesus.
Little Jesus. Jesus, I love Jeebus.
Yeah.
I like him.
He scratches his dandruff into your tongue and then he comes in your mouth.
Somebody must be Catholic.
A piece of his foreskin. Right
it just
fuck.
Reminded me behind the pastor's booth when I was younger. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, you are an altar boy.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why. I think I just try to suppress those memories.
Yeah, well, it's coming out now, just like the priest.
I think I should have waited until the third podcast for that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Had daddy issues for a reason.
So, Whoa. Keith, what'd you think on the taste, my man?
It just tastes like a really sweet beer, kind of. It's just malty, bready, yeasty, not a lot of hops. I think the ABV is not coming through. It's just it's just one of those summer beers.
Yeah, no, like,
it's like, you know,
alcohol.
It's a pool hall beer. Like, if we went to go play pool and there's a pitcher of beer.
It's a billiard beer.
Yeah, it's a billiard beer.
It's a billiard beer.
And this is a beer. This is like a going out beer.
Yeah.
So, I'm at the bar. They're like, would you got any Zingu? And that's what I would drink. This is just a...
Zingu? That you just asked for that at a fucking bar?
If they have it, yeah. You just like, let me get a Zingu. And
they're
somebody
like,
will get
I got it on tap right here in the back.
But you actually, not on tap. It's usually, it's all in bottles. And they'll bring you a bottle out.
So where would you... Oh, you would probably
would
find
Asian
it in
market,
Brazil?
Asian markets.
No, I've where seen, would you find it on tap, though? You would find it in Brazil or in Canada where they brew it?
If they even have it.
If they even have it. There's usually some places just distribute out.
Oh, okay. It's never on tap.
Usually it would just be in bottles because...
Right.
It's more restaurant.
Okay.
This would be more of a restaurant.
Eat with your dinner type
I'm
thing.
Telling you, she
I'm
found it in an Asian dinner. Market, so I would say it's in Chinatown, all over the place. And it's just one of those beers people remember, you know, probably in the Philippines or something like that. So no, it's just a beer, guys. It's nothing. It's just a daily six beer. It's just all right, I'm gonna have a beer to have a beer, you know. So let's grade it.
All right, it's fucking three.
All right, fair
it's,
enough.
It's fucking it's a beer, and it has like that. It has a taste.
Okay, it has a little
you
flavor.
You know what I mean? There's flavor and it's a beer.
What are you drinking on? A beer? Like, are you gonna
what
really?
What does it taste like? Stuff? Like, I don't know. Like, it tastes like one thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to me. to me. It tastes like one thing, so it's like, yeah, you don't get much.
All right, what about you, my good man?
Let's do a four, because I like the rye taste you said it had going on. It does taste very bready, and rye bread is delicious.
You do like the little rye bread, okay.
Yeah, pumpernickel?
Shit.
Boy, make... Never mind.
Let's, fair enough. Guys, I'm going to hit you guys with a three. I don't feel one way or another with it. It just brings nothing to the party, which means this is probably the beer I'm going to be drinking at your party, because you
don't bring anything to the party.
You don't bring
nothing
to the party. I'm just boring. Like, oh, shit, we're going to Sean's house. You know he carries Zingu. No, seriously, over...
You know he's
going to
sleep the whole time.
True story. She has this beer all in her fridge, like both labels, the green and the red. Nikki, and it's her favorite beer. And really? I see why, because this is just all right, we're chilling. This is a chill beer, going out, playing. Like, it's just a chill beer.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Appreciate you, Nikki. Thank you very much, guys. We'll be right back.
You have one new message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's Freeway Close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
It's the Open Bottle Society.
All right, guys, we're back. All right, so we're going to be doing this next beer. I actually picked this up in passing. We're going to be doing Hop Valley Brewing Company's Light Me Up Lager.
Whoa.
All right, so it's in a pint. This seems like it's just for outdoorsy camping shit. Right. The ABV is 4%. That's not too bad. These guys are coming out of Eugene, Oregon. And if you guys want more information, check out hopvalleybrewing.com. All right, so it's a lager. I'm not really much of a fan of lagers, but I do like Hop Valley stuff. They've got some pretty good intense IPAs, the ones that you don't like. Their IPAs are pretty intense, man. So, let me pour you. All right. Well, let me show the audience on Twitch. OBS Beers 2014. Here you guys go. A little bit of that action. All right, Sean. There you go, pimping. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and get down to the smell. Everything okay over there, Sean?
Yeah.
All right. So let's do it to the smell. Oh, Ron, you first then.
Yeah, pimpin'. This tastes really limey, bro.
I'm sorry. It tastes.
Yeah, it smells really... Like, I'm fat, so everything tastes like something. The smells just remind me from when I was eating the sandwich in bed last night.
Right?
No, honestly, it's like... Honestly, it's like very lemony, limey, pickly. Like, it smells like a pickle slush from Sonic.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Did you hear that, Key? A pickle slush from Sonic is what
you never tried one of those? Put some Tanchito on it, whatever it's called. That little shake shit that, you know.
Oh, the, Tanchito? No, I don't know what it is.
I forget what it's called. It's
tahine?
Like tahine.
You forgot what tahine was called?
Yes, I forgot what tahine was called. You know the last time I had tahine?
I've never had tahine in my life, but I know what it is.
I haven't picked up tahine.
So you got some tahine.
Yeah, but it's like
okay,
very herbally. Like
yeah, it's botanical as shit.
Yeah, there
it
you
smells
go.
Like steamed vegetables.
Steamed vegetables, bro.
Okay, what about you, Sean?
Mostly steamed vegetables, but also like cookies.
Why is it
cookies?
Yeah.
What type of cookies are we talking about? So you got something really bready on that back
like,
end,
like sugar cookies.
You really sugar cookies? Okay. Yeah. All right. The only thing I'm getting is a very watery margarita smell.
Nah, that's valid.
Without the alcohol, margarita. So lemon lime. It's almost like a faint 7-Up a little bit with. I like what you said. A little sugar cookie to it. So it's got some malt or grain back smell with that sugary sprinkles on top. So it's actually a really nice fragrance. Yeah. And because the can was pretty much outdoorsy, I don't think anyone's going to be really looking at the fucking can or smelling it. But nothing wrong with taking a little whiff.
Real quick, that'd be a very good 7-Up flavor during the holidays.
Sugar cookie?
Man, boy.
I thought you were going to say Holocaust for some reason. I dead ass was like thinking, like, before you got it out your mouth, you said for the hall. I'm thinking,
oh shit,
they made it.
7-Up was there,
they made that shit back then.
No, they didn't, because you're not allowed. All right, cheers to the taste.
Wow, that was a good one.
All right, surprisingly, it's got a little fizz.
Yeah, I like the carbonation.
It tastes like soda.
It kind of does, and that's where I was going to go with it. It kind of tastes like a 7-Up a little bit for the lager part. So it doesn't taste familiar, guys. Lagers are the things we all grew up on. Budweiser, PBR, Coors, all those beers are lagers, right? Delicious. But this doesn't really taste like a lager. It tastes almost like a flat 7-Up with a beer taste.
There you go. I like the beer and like trails of it.
Yeah, and that's it. It doesn't taste like a beer.
But I feel like...
But it is a beer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this would be something like a fat guy would come home and drink after work. He'd be like, I want some 7-Up. And be like,
A beer.
We only got this. And he'd be like, hey, I can get drunk too. Like, and
is this from your own experience?
No, well, and I'm going to start this ritual every day from now on.
Did you get my light me up lager, bitch?
Well, see, my girl's Jamaican. That wouldn't fly.
No, I'm just saying in general. And then she's like, what do you say, Lord of Mercy? And then you point to the sign that says, give
that
me my
hella
light up.
Fucking Irish.
Give me my light up lager on the wall.
I think my dog would try to move out if I ever said bitch out loud to her.
Oh my goodness.
She'd be like, I'm not here for this one. And she'd leave.
I'm out, bro.
She'd be homeless again. All right, rescued her.
So this beer is real nice, guys. It's real crisp. It has some great citrus notes, which are the lemon and lime. I'd say more lime juice and then lemon pill. Overall, I like this one. This is pretty cool. I'm not a lager fan, but I could get down with this.
Yeah.
This has got
be
some
his
flavor.
Daily
I could go
six.
Down on this.
This will be your daily six?
No, this will be your daily six.
No, this would not be my daily
this
six.
This would be his daily six.
I would. This would probably be, thank you for handing me that beer. Thank you. It's cool, bro. Thanks. Then I leave. This cheap ass motherfucker. Yeah. Always be handing me this lager. No, this would be a beer I would keep in stock for those that don't really understand the craft beer. I would stock this
right
up for people are like,
Michelob's.
Man, you got none to drink. I'm like, dude, here, have this lager. You'll be fine. And they're like, wow, that's really good. And then I'll go, you might want to try the rest of these. So this is a great foot in the door, just as far as getting into craft beer. I think it's a great foot in the door. It's got some. It's nice. It's easy drinking. Can't go wrong with this.
You can get drunk.
And that's not what we're advocating, though. That's not the point.
Oh, well, that's valid.
For you. For
Ron
you.
Ron looked at you so lost, like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
what are
about.
What are we doing here?
You're drunk, motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Nah. Anything can get you fucked up, dude. Any beer we've been talking about tonight will get you smashed.
Air duster.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but
anything.
That's not the point. Like, is it worth someone's time to purchase? And this is worth someone's time. I mean, they're all worth someone's time, but what I'm saying
to the
is,
right person,
to the right, that's why they're in the market.
And that's exactly why it would be good for the right person. It'd be good for like this would be something that, well, maybe, yeah, I'd put it right next to Michelob's, and it'd be like something I'd drink if like I didn't want to get fucked up,
but you
like,
want to have a nice head change.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I just want to chill and enjoy something that was tasteful.
Okay,
because it was tasteful.
Absolutely. So let's give it a grade. Sean, we'll start off with you. What do you got for this one?
Give it a fucking 3.2.
Okay, a little bit more than better than average, huh?
Yeah, I like more carbonation.
You like it because it was fizzy?
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right.
I'm a simple man. I'm like a fucking child.
Fair enough, but hair like a girl. All right, go ahead. What you got for me, Pippin?
I don't like you getting on my boy like that.
Okay, first off, no one told him to come over here looking like Raggedy Ann.
Raggedy Ann's brother.
What is he squeaking the table for?
Because I
pulling
feel like...
up the, you're pulling up the varnish that I need it removed. Good. Oh, thanks for helping, Pippin.
I don't do nothing for free, so I'm
I
done
know,
here.
I brought the condoms.
That was a valid point.
True.
I love it.
All right, so okay, what's your grade, big dog?
Let's say 3.7, because it was actually, it was refreshing, and it's... it's not horrible. It had a taste, but it was also, I think the 7-Up-y, like, feel was really nice to have, like, it's a beer, but, hey, it might be a soda.
Fair enough.
It was in disguise.
For me, guys, I'm going to hit you guys with a 3. It brings nothing to the party, but what I like about it is anyone at the party could drink it. It's a nice social beer.
Yeah.
This is a social setting beer, hence why on the can, you know, and what it says, light me up. It's a campfire beer. This is the beers you bring. You know, you're not trying to get too shit-faced, like you were saying, or like to get fucked up. It's only 4%, I think it was. 4%. So it's just easy drinking, campfire, sing your fucking songs. Someone's going to get touched in your tent. Mm. It might either be me, it might be someone else, or everyone. Who knows why you're there, but yeah, drink up. Everyone. So this is just a real simple beer, guys. Yeah. We'll be right back.
When you're Googling shit, type in OBS beers.
Guys, we're now to the last beer. So far, everything's been improving on the show. I'd say it's been improving. It's been going up and up in
everyone
flavor. No, I'm just saying in general, it's gone up and up and always saying you being fidgety is being way too loud, sir.
Well, I just did a bowl of meth in your kitchen. Like, what do you...
That's a good point. Yeah, a lot of meth.
Okay, first off, what you do in the house doesn't mean you bring it to the garage.
Oh, right,
you leave it over there.
Do whatever you want in the house. Yeah. You keep the garage clean.
Exactly. This is a drug-free zone and
my
shit.
My bad.
That's all right. It's cool. Don't worry about it. We got you, the big dog. So,
I learned.
So what we want to do is we want to thank two special people for this particular beer. And the first person is DJ Arsky and his lovely girl, Miss Lupita. They went to Puerto Rico for a family reunion on Lupita's side of the family. And so she hit me up and she's like, hey, would you like me to bring you back anything from Puerto Rico? I said, yeah, bring me back a beer that's local. Don't give me nothing crazy. I want an actual something that it's everywhere, like in the stores, the whatever.
This is like a Tecate.
Yeah, that's the point. I wanted to taste something genuine from over there.
That's valid.
And I thought that was really cool that they brought back this particular item. So without further ado, so this is a premium light beer.
Nice.
This is a product out of Puerto Rico. Sean, what was the name of the beer?
Medalla.
Medalla, which means what?
Metal.
All right.
Like, not like the material, but like the thing you wear around your neck.
Okay, so like a medallion.
Yes, but a medallion is like the like
thing.
It means metal.
So the whole, oh,
like,
it's like
the reward that comes with it.
Oh, so this would be like your reward at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty cool little thing. If you guys want more information on these guys, let me find out exactly where in Puerto Rico. Mayagüez.
That is Guez. Not the capital.
Well, Mayagüez. Guez, Puerto Rico.
I'm proud of you.
And for more information, you're going to have to Google search this. And the way you spell it is M-E-D-A-L-L-A. And it's in this little tin Fluid Ounce can. It's just this little tiny thing. It's pretty cool. All right, well, here we go. I'm excited.
Has anyone accused me of doing cocaine yet? Because I've scratched my nose about 30 fucking times in the last fucking day.
Well, while you're pouring that, shout out to Puerto Rico for getting all their power back on, and shout out to all the losses, you know, hope everyone's recovering properly and everything's going good out there for them.
Yeah,
I like that. That's big shout thought. Out, you know, for you, let's get you a little more of this
little fucking
you just earned yourself a medallia. Like,
look, so the two major ones, Sean's getting one, and then Key.
I'll hook it up. Big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out to the power
I'm
being
not even
by
Puerto
Tesla
Rican.
Too shout out to Tesla for helping
what is
him
with
out.
Him in these plugs, they're not really gonna be reaching back to us, dude. Stop. Like,
you need that. He's gonna get you some sponsors, dude.
I know, like, yo, we heard this dude named Ramadan on your show.
Well, you know, I just got by.
We
want to
give you guys all Teslas. I'm like, stop it,
bro. If I get a Tesla tomorrow from this, bro, I'm sucking you dick.
I'm sucking you dick.
Yeah, I'm sucking like both ye dicks.
I suck a you dick. I suck your dick tomorrow if I get a Tesla. I suck a you dick.
You gotta put the little. Never mind.
Fair enough.
Medalla.
I'm not gonna stop anybody from tasting greatness, but that's fine. All right, so let's get down to the smell, gentlemen.
Whoa.
I swear to God, if you'd have failed, that would have been the best.
It smells like sanitation products. Like, honestly, like, the first thing I think of is, like, gauze in a hospital.
I was going to say more like...
It actually does smell like gauze.
I was going to say, like, a more like... You know, like, what clean sewage smells like? Not, it's a really weird statement, but, like...
Yeah, that is.
It's like clean sewage water. Like, okay, anyways, like, if
can
you...
Can we find something a little different?
Okay, maybe twist that.
Yeah, can we...
Okay, so...
Clean treatment water?
No, no.
no, it smells like water.
You know when you when the it rains and you get that rain smell just around your driveway?
Yeah, yeah, it smells like rain.
Yeah, but just around your driveway it has a different smell from all the
I actually do know. Yeah, so you're talking like that sort of wet smell.
Yeah, that wet like oily smell.
Yeah, he's talking about like an industrial wet smell.
There you go. Like if you just bathe 60 dogs. No, I'm just joking.
How'd you know?
You didn't. Shut up. You don't even.
Dude, I'm not no fucking poser, bro.
That's actually funny. Right. So it does have some sort of and like very rain hoppy. Smell. You got plants.
Yeah, no, it's very hoppy. No, like specifically like hoppy, like that natural. Smell? Yeah, that natural beery also, hop taste or smell.
Pumpkin guts.
Whoa!
You smell gourd. I'm just kidding.
They have a specific name.
So like the pumpkin seeds. I looked at you like what? So yes. The pumpkin seeds and all that.
Yeah, the whole guts, bro. Right.
So it does have a vegetable squash smell.
Yeah.
You're right. It does have a little rain water fragrance or an industrial wet smell.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really have. So you know.
So that's what it's. No. No. How do you give them such a really cool big shout out and then you just shit all over their product?
No, I love them, and you know, like all my family's doing great, and you know, there wasn't a lot of losses over the island, so like it was all
right.
You know, so we can make those jokes.
Yeah, like,
no, we can't.
He can.
We can only because
Chill
like,
is gonna kill us.
Who's Chill?
The boss.
Hey, sorry, bro.
Oh my god.
See, we're straight. We're straight, huh?
I apologize. Yeah,
chill.
Yeah, we cool.
See, it's muy bueno, but it's
chill. If you only want one person off the show, you can just write Ron in it. And we'll fix that, but we need Sean.
I'll just get a cupboard. I'll get it like a mat.
No.
That doesn't work because not a so.
Whoa!
I said he's not.
Can we? What are we doing?
I'm complimenting the man. He's beautiful.
Very hoppy.
Can we get back?
It tastes like it smells like hops.
Okay.
What about that taste?
We're not there yet because I haven't had a chance to talk about the smell.
Oh, sorry, Keith.
Oh man. I have to figure out how to fight the repercussion of what's going to happen to our show now.
I don't know what you mean.
I just don't feel like it was... Okay, you know what?
Hold on. Yeah. All right, let's go to the table. No,
also hookah shisha. It smells like shisha.
So it has this really unique botanical fragrance, guys. You're going to pull either something perfumic or actual plantish. In Ron's defense, it does have some sort of morning dew smell after rain has fallen, whether it's an industrial or yard smell. What Sean was talking about, the fragrance is also bready and thick, so you're gonna get a bunch of really full amounts of fragrance. So far, it does smell good, right, guys?
Yeah.
It smells nice. I like it.
Hell yeah!
All right, let's get down to the taste, gentlemen.
Oh, taste.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's kind of weird, right? It's watery but really carbonated, and it actually is full of something sweet and savory.
Yeah, like
it's like water coming in, and then as soon as you're done with it, the hops are coming in, and then the malt,
bacon grease.
The what?
Like it? No. Okay, like no, I wasn't just saying something there. Like it's okay. So like the oily film, like you get on your tongue after you eat bacon.
Okay,
like that's what I got from the beer. Like,
okay, got it. Okay. I'm like, what the?
He
hell?
He said it like it was factually. In it,
like
he's like, and you can taste the bacon grease, right? Like you can, I can see it floating.
Like I just got Christ. The feel of the oily like taste on my tongue.
So the oil right? Basically, oil. All
right.
I just, I'm fat, so I refer to food.
No, you're doing a hell of a job here. All right, fair. Then I lose my train of fucking thought.
I'm not coming back next week.
It hits you with mad flavor right in the beginning, right when all that carbonation is hitting you, so it makes it hard to tell what's going on, and then it's just water.
Yeah, there you go.
So, like, for me, it's carbonation, like you said, overtakes everything, and it's dispersing. And then I get the plants, that hop, the hop oiling, it comes over, and then it becomes watery refreshing. And then the last thing you're left with is some sort of caramel or toffee sweet back finish jammy thing going on. If we had to pull any citrus out of this, I'd probably say some very faint orange and lime. It's kind of very faint, but it's sweet, very robust, and whatever comes right after the carbonation is like sharp, very very sharp hop flavor. I would fuck this up every day.
Wow,
it's really nice. I can let's see why it was. It's a popular drink over there. It's got some flavor. All right, so let's go ahead and get it a grade, gentlemen. Starting with you, Sean.
I give it 3.1. All right. I mean, God, I don't know. Just the same. Also, I have a little bit of grape seed taste on there too, and cucumber. But
there it is, cucumber. There's that refreshing. That's refreshing.
Yeah, the refreshing part. Yeah.
Yeah, cucumber, like lemon cucumber water.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely nice. Okay, I like that. All right, Mr. Ron.
I'm gonna give it a flat 3. It was just average. It I would drink it, honestly, if I thought I was just going to want to drink some water. Like, it had a nice little punch to it, but it would go down nice and smooth. So I'd give it an overall 3. Let's do average.
All right, for me, guys, I'm giving it a 4. I like it. It's got many different, as you guys are listening, many different opinions on it. And I like that. The versatility of this beer is anyone could drink this. It's very friendly. It's not aggressive, but it's got some punch to it. And then at the same time, ice cold and then room temperature, I think you can't go wrong with it. It has flavor through and through. And it's really nice because it's a product of somewhere that we're not going to be able to get this in the States. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's the cool part. It's a really cool part that we couldn't get this, and it was an actual real true import from a place that, you know, most people won't visit in their lifetime. So I really want to give a big shout out to Arski and Lupita. Appreciate it very, very much, guys. We'll be right back.
Oh, I have one more
thing. Oh, whoa, what you got?
Sorry, this is the beer I'm going to drink with my dad when I find him.
God damn
love you guys.
God damn it.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
All right, guys. That's at the end of the show. I want to thank Sean and Ron for helping out. Team No Sleep on Twitch and all those that are watching on Twitch. OBS Beers 2014. So at the end of the show, we normally do the same shit all the time. Either advice, two for the road, what was your favorite beer, was blah, 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 blah. Sean, what should we do now as far as closing the show out? What should we do? What do you want to talk about? Because, we already know the beer that won tonight's the Medallia.
And right.
The worst one was the Michelob Light.
Okay.
Yeah. And
you didn't want to give it, you don't have any advice prepared?
No, I always.
Why'd you have to get him started?
Yeah, well, like, I want to hear some advice. That's my thing.
Oh, you want to do the advice thing?
I love the advice.
All right,
that's why I came up with it, because I'm into it.
All right, cool.
I love telling people what to do because I have no fucking business doing that.
Okay.
And I'm here to ruin some
can
fucking lives.
Can I start with the advice today?
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it comes from the heart, let's do it.
No,
or your penis.
I found out that they held a World Gangbang Championship in Poland, and most slept with a girl. She slept with 919 guys, so if you're trying to beat that championship, you gotta do 920.
So you're encouraging women.
Like, this is legit?
Yeah.
No, this is legit. Like, yeah. She broke the championship, or the world record.
900 and so wait a minute.
She's still standing as it because no other girl's willing
she's
to get
she's not
finished.
Physically standing because she's dead.
she was crippled.
Decimated. Oh but my like, god. You almost yeah. Lube.
So your advice is just to go fuck 920 guys.
I just say like, you know, if you're trying to accomplish something in life,
that's
like,
a hell of a 920 fucking...
is the goal.
So Ron's advice is if you're trying to do anything in life, just go fuck 920 guys and that'll probably get you in some
but
sort
see,
of direction.
Like, and I wouldn't even mess with it unless I was either the first or the last.
Why the last?
Oh, because it's swollen, so it's super tight.
Whoa, I didn't even think of that. I was just thinking about how many guys you could be in touch with.
Just get a bead of sting.
No, you gotta be last because that's how many guys you can physically be in touch with.
I'm not trying to be vicariously connected to 900.
I'm just saying
7,000 men.
If you're about to die tomorrow, like, what's the harm?
When did that come in?
I don't know. I just
what type of advice? This advice went way left.
This isn't if you die tomorrow advice. It's just
Jesus
Christ. All right, but cool. Fuck 920 girls. Yeah,
920.
Dude.
Okay, your shit is... Okay, first off, ew. All right, Sean, what do you got for me?
Something I recently started doing, and I think everyone else should start doing, is just calling everybody Jack.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Jack?
Gender neutral.
It is. It's just ginger. Like... And when someone comes at you, you could just hit them with that shit, bro. And they'd be like, hey, bro, let me get that. I'm sorry, Jack. Who the hell is you, Jack? Also, white folks, if you're having a hard time letting go of the N-word, that's a good switch. You know, neighbor sounds stupid, so you know what I mean?
Be say like, Jack.
Oh, what's up, Jack? How you doing, Jack? Oh, you know, old boy over there, you know, he
that's, my, that's my Jack.
Hang out. Come on, Jack. Let's go, you know.
Okay. All right. And for me, I guess the only thing I could give out there is if you're going to suck a dick, cup the balls. All right, guys, nice. We're going to check you guys later, and we appreciate you. All right, beers, what we have in common?
What's your beer story?
What's your beer story?
We'll try it again.
Wait, am I supposed to say,
he has no rhythm. That's the
problem. That's fine.
Okay, wait, try it again. Go with you first.
So I'm going to say beers, what we have in common, and then I'll do this, and you... you say.
Oh my god, I'm so.
What's your beer story?
What's your beer, story? But you gotta do it at the same time.
In unison.
So once I hit it, okay? So we'll try. You ready? Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll do a practice run first.
Yeah, okay. Down with that. Even though it's all recorded, so.
Right. We'll do. Here we go. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. Hello. I really don't know your name, but hello. It's good. At least you know who I am. All right. Nice. There's someone that said, good to see your face again, Key. And it's just this weird series of numbers. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Who cares? I will deal with that when we're done podcasting.
3522245.
Nah, it's 3A, 3N, 3I, 3T.
Don't say the whole thing. We're going to go.
Wait, Dad?
Actually, no, actually, I already know who it is. It's a lady.
Nice.
It's Mom?
It's Anita. Yeah, I was spelling Anita. Hello, Miss Anita. Checking out the show. Yeah, I was like going 3A, 3. I'm like, oh, that's a name in between. I'm like, what is that? All right, so big shout out to Miss Anita. Okay, so.
Let's just go. Oh, yeah,
we're going to do a practice. We're going to do a practice. You ready? So here we go. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Okay, so that was practice. I like that.
That was
good.
Practice? That was practice. That was great. 5 stars.
Okay, so now we're going all in.
Let's open a restaurant after this.
We're going to do a 4-star Michelin. We're going to do a 4-star Michelin, all right?
Okay.
All right, you ready? Michelin. Are you ready? All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Fair enough. La, 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 la. Hey, guys, I want to say thank you guys for listening to our podcast. I know things got way out of control, and that's the way we like it. So first off, I'd like to say a big shout out to Sean and Ron. If you guys want to check these guys out, hit them up on their IG. Sean is Shane Cashmere. That's S-H-A-N-E-C-A-S-H-M-E-R. And also for Ron on IG, check him out at R-O-N-M-A-D-O-N. We also want to give a huge shout out for Arski and Lupita for providing that really cool beer from Puerto Rico. And everyone, I really do appreciate you guys checking us out. And if you guys don't know OBS Beers, you got to Google that shit. And until next time, peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.